Manx Radio Sport.
Cleared only as far as Adam Karushi, striding forward here to around 35 yards out on the right-hand side now for FC Elland. Into Whitley. Ball in field to Carl Watson. Short pass to his left-hand side. Charlie Higgins with a bit of space. Looks in for Pennington, who looks for the ball around the back. It's fallen back against Charlie Higgins, who finds the bottom corner. And for the first time this season, FC Alaman have taken the lead. FC Alaman 1, Charnock Richard 0, with just 12 and a half minutes played. They work it from right back into the centre. There's then a couple of quick little 1-2s in the centre there. Sam Baines into Dean Pennington. Pennington's layoff didn't seem to find its initial target. Maybe a fortuitous deflection slightly, but Charlie Higgins was there, took it into his stride, left-footed, and with the goalkeeper to beat, he's rattled it past Joshua Skern to Joshua Skern's bottom left-hand corner. And FC Alaman's top scorer so far back on the mark again. That's his fifth of the season, Tony. 1-0 to the home side.
Yeah, good finish by Charlie. Well done. And, good work down that left-hand side first off to create this event is from Dean Pennington. But when you got Charlie like that and no one in front of him apart from the goalkeeper, then it's a pretty safe bet, and he tucked it away nicely at the keeper's left-hand side.
A pass out to the left-hand side to Pete. Pete infield to Stafford. Here's Adam Karush intercepting the pass out to the left-hand side. Gets the ball infield to Dean Pennington with a little bit of space to look forward. Looks over the top of the Charnock Richard defence. Charlie Higgins is there with loads of room on the right edge of the box. The flag has stayed down. Higgins in on goal. Up against the goalkeeper and finds the far corner. Higgins has two. FC Alaman have two. FC Alaman 2. Charnock Richard 0. Dean Pennington had a little bit of a look up inside his own half. He clipped it over the top of the Charnock Richard defence, and Charlie Higgins just swept away from the Charnock Richard defence, who all seemed to stop, I think waiting for an offside flag that never came. And Charnock Richard just watched as Charlie Higgins ghosted in on the right hand side. Bit of a tight angle from the right edge of the box, but up against the goalkeeper Joshua Skerr. Higgins just side footed it low to Skerr's right and into the bottom corner there. Tony, there were a lot of appeals from Charnock Richard waiting for an offside flag. It didn't come, and FC Alaman had doubled their advantage.
I don't know what you thought, Rob. I thought it was offside when I saw it, and I think that's why the players just stopped. But the linesman on this near side here, put his hand up and pointed to the middle. I was looking at the middle, and to me, I just thought that, Charlie was in an offside position, but still a good finish.
A lot of players in that very congested midfield, it must be said, Charnock Richard, who both look handy and very comfortable on the ball as well.
Yeah, they do, and they're always looking to pass. There's no sort of wrong balls. And
Oh, and Gareth Pete.
Here we go.
Well, it's a straight red card. A straight red card for Gareth Pete. So what's happened here is, and all the players are now having a little bit of a say at the moment here. So what's happened is Gareth Pete, with a bit of a heavy touch down the left-hand side there, he went forward with the ball, and it was just a loose bit of a touch, and that allowed Adam Karush to step into clear, and Gareth Pete has gone sliding in, and there was uproar from the FC Alaman dugout and also the FC Alaman players, and the referee was very quick to make his decision. It was a straight red card for Gareth Pete, trudging off next to us, so that seemed to escalate quite quickly in the last couple of moments. There was then a few disagreements between the two sets of players, but that all seems to have dispersed.
Just signal for first aid, Rob, so I think it's nasty.
So Adam Karush at the moment is taking a little bit of treatment at the moment, so we'll just have to wait and see how things go. So there will be what could be a fairly lengthy stoppage. He is upright. He's being helped off, but he is on his feet and applauded by everyone here, Adam Karush. So I think from a football perspective, from every side, I think everyone will be hoping that injury to Adam Karush is not too serious. As he brings it down, it's taken off his feet to Maitland of FC Isle of Man. And that is the last action of a first half that has been positive in most ways for FC Isle of Man, but maybe tinged with the fact of that Adam Karush injury. We'll probably hear more as and when we get it in the coming days. But half-time here at the ball in the NWCFL Premier Division, it is FC Isle of Man 2, Charnock Richard 0. Flicks it out to the right-hand side to Sinclair. Heads it over the top of the FC Alaman defence. Josh Kane, that's a heavy touch here. And Dar might be stealing in between the two defenders. Adam Killie went for the ball. Dar goes down, and it's been given the other way. And it looks like Jordan Dar is going to be booked. Indeed he is, for simulation. So Jordan Dar, he was making a nuisance of himself between Josh Kane and Alex Maitland there, who were panicking. And Dar in on goal there. He was just forced away to the right-hand side. Adam Killie came out. And Dar went to ground as Adam Killie got close. And the referee had a bit of a think about that, Tony, and then decided simulation from Jordan Dar.
Yeah, and the referee's there, he's in charge. But when I saw it, I thought this could be a call here, because he was on pace, went into the box, he wasn't going anywhere. And that's, he's well and truly to the right-hand side. And Adam Killie had come off and closed that down. But, another booking.
The pressure stays on from the visitors here. It's going to be Sky Sinclair again, with another throw-in a pretty much identical position here. Maybe look to get that back into the FC Elman 6 yard area as he did so before. There is Sinclair into the FC Elman penalty area, goes a throw. Hoskin heads on, headed towards goal and over the top of the goalkeeper and in. Charnock Richard have a goal back, and it's Dar. FC Elman 2, Charnock Richard 1. And there were the warning signs already in this second half that FC Alaman may be falling asleep here. And 10-man Charnock Richard have halved the deficit. Throwing from the right-hand side from Sky Sinclair. And it was Ben Hoskin up from the back who got the first header on, flicked it. And are beating the offside trap completely unmarked. Just nods it over Adam Killier and into the back of the net, Tony. Game on.
Yeah, and it was. And Dar didn't have much to do, really, did he? Because it was right in front of him, open goal.
Just in the last couple of moments, Tony, FC Alaman just starting to move the play up the pitch a little bit.
Yeah, it is, and I think that's possibly down to Danny Gerrard, because you know what he's like in that midfield. He closes players down, he works hard, and you know, they're just sort of not being able to sort of look up and see where they can pass the ball, but they're off on one now.
Breaching down the right-hand side, here's Jordan Dar. He's turned away from Alex Maitland. Dar's in a goal pass, Killier, and they've equalised the 10 men of Charnock. FC Alaman 2, Charnock Richard 2. Jordan Dar with his and his side second. They win it back on their right-hand side from an FC Alaman throw-in, and it's a long ball down the right. Jordan Dar beats his first man. He's then quicker to the second ball than FC Alaman's Alex Maitland, and Dar threw on goal one-on-one with Killier. Slots it past Killier to the keeper's left and in at the near post. They've been better team in the second half, haven't they, Tony? And now, despite the man disadvantage, our level, it's 2-2.
What a great finish that was, and Alex Maitland, unfortunately, just got caught out. No sort of big blame on him, because Dodd did really well to clear it, but when he went straight in, and you can see Adam Killier covered the goal well, but he just sort of showed him as if he was going to the left, give him the eyes, and put it to the goalkeeper's left-hand side. So 2-2, and we're halfway through the second period, and Charnock Richard down to 10 players as well. What an incredible turnaround.
Baines, his pass out to the right-hand side. The rain really is persisting down here at the bowl as it stands at the moment with the floodlights on. Here's Watson, edge of the box. Squares it to his left for Whitley, 30 yards out. Back to Watson. Whitley, looking over the top, wants to whip that in behind. There's Callum Sherry, goes down under a challenge penalty. And it's Marcus Haydock, the instigator. FC Alaman have themselves a penalty. They waited and waited, FC Alaman. It then came back to Steve Whitley on the edge of the box, and it was clipped over the top for Callum Sherry. He went down under contact from Marcus Haydock, and the referee, he took a moment and then pointed to the spot. There's also a yellow card being given, and it looks like, well, that could that be a sin bin, Tony?
Could be a sin bin. The first one, the goalkeeper, yes, definitely, because he threw the ball at Callum Sherry, or the ball made contact with Callum, and he went back and just said to him, what's all that about? But the referee has... confident in his decision. Charlie Higgins going for the hat-trick.
Charlie Higgins, he's really having to wait for this, isn't he, Tony?
Yeah, it can be a bit off-putting as well, but, you know, I fancy Charlie for this one. He's love to get the hat-trick. He'll be absolutely buzzing. So here we go.
Well, here we go. Charlie Higgins steps up. Left footed for FC Alaman. Rattles it home. And the Ravens take the lead again. FC Alaman 3, Charnock Richard 2. And it's a Charlie Higgins hat-trick. A long, long delay as the referee had the conversations he needed to. Callum Sherry brought down by Marcus Haydock. Referee points to the spot, and Charlie Higgins, already with two goals to his name, stepped up confidently. Charnock Richard goalkeeper Josh Esker went down to his left. Charlie Higgins sent it the other way, rattles it into the top corner, Tony. FC Alaman lead once again.
Yeah, good pen, a lot of power on it. Put it to the left-hand side, and you know, good height and everything about it was perfect.
Charlotte Richard have got everyone in and around that FC Alaman penalty area looking to try and get something. It's been an excellent comeback from them in the second half, and some might argue the better of the two teams in the second period. But FC Alaman edging back in front, that's floated again to the back post. FC Alaman half clear, Stansfield on the volley, saved by Killier, and then saved at the second attempt and smothered. Big celebration, big pats on the back from the FC Alaman defenders for Adam Killier there. Fell back to Shea Stansfield. He just seemed to rifle one through the body. Not with particular power, Tony, but Adam Killian maybe just zipped off the surface. Didn't collect it first time. Just about managed to get it at the second attempt.
Stansfield did well, actually, to try and keep it down because it was high, and he managed to get a little bit of pace on it, but Adam Killian was there to collect it and hold on to it.
They've now switched it out to that left-hand side, though. Here comes Charnock. That's a long ball forward through the heart of the FC Alaman defence here. And here is Fenton Davies, wants to get that down on his right foot and saved it onto the post by Adam Killier. Goodness me, how close is Fenton Davies to a sensational equaliser? Caught it sweet on the half volley. Down to Adam Killier, the goalkeeper's right-hand side, and Killier gets a fingertip to push it up to the post, Tony. What a dramatic ending we're having.
Good effort, and I think just everyone's confused how much time we've got left on because there's no indication from the officials what it is, but what an effort that was. And Adam, if he did get a touch to it, as I say, pushed it onto the post. And
here comes the charm of Richard throw from the left-hand side, and FC Alamann do clear. Launched up to the halfway line and trying to get on the out is Joe Middleton. The goalkeeper is up on the halfway line here to try and knock it back over the top of the FC Alamann defence. Alex Maitland heads clear. The goalkeeper's in no man's land inside his own half. Here they come, Steve Whitley. That's going to fall to Joe Middleton outside the penalty area, and he's missed an open goal. Goodness gracious me. Well, the goalkeeper was still backtracking as FC Alamann won it back against the Charnock Richard defence. Whitley played it into Booth. Booth into Middleton. And with the goal gaping from 30 yards, Tony, Joe Middleton's tried to side-foot it. Somehow he's put it wide. Inexplicable.
He could have had a touch there, Rob, couldn't he? And he just decided, I'll just go for it.
Ben Carrier manages to recover it back to his goalkeeper. Cleared up the right-hand side. Sky Sinclair can't get under it quite as he wanted to. And FC Alamann's winless streak has come to an end. Full-time, FC Alamann 3, Charnock Richard 2.
Manx Radio Sport.